Today is the 28th of March, 2023. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you are joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like to support Walking the Way even, or you simply want more information about the podcast, how to subscribe to the channel, etc., 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 head to rayborrett.co.uk or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Let me go now, Lord, to the work of another day, still surrounded by your loving kindness, still pledged to your loyal service, still standing in your strength and not on mine. Father, we pray for all those who today will be faced with any great decisions, who will today be engaged in settling affairs in the lives of men and nations, for all who are shaping public opinion in our time, for all who write what other people may read, for all who are holding high the lamp of truth in a world of ignorance and sin, for those who today will be without work, for those who today will have no place to lay their head. Lord, you gave up your life for us. You went without any sort of comfort or fullness for us. And so, Lord, let me be like you, that I should never, ever again live for myself. Amen. 2 Samuel 18, verse 17. They took Absalom's body, threw it in a deep pit in the forest, and covered it with a huge pile of stones. All the Israelites fled to their hometowns. Absalom's short-lived coup has come to an end. And the short civil war was brutal, and in a single day we read that over 40,000 of the Israelites were killed, not including Absalom. Absalom himself is killed by Joab, one of David's generals, who kills him against the express wishes of David. And as I sit here thinking about the passage, I'm struck firstly by David's loyalty to his son, but secondly, just how destructive anger can be. You see, a few days ago, you may remember I asked the question about whether Absalom's hatred of his father stemmed from his anger at David's response to the rape of his sister by her brother. I think it's a valid question. And in the 3 years that he was separated from his father, did his hatred for his dad deepen to the point where Absalom felt he was both a better man but also a better king? And what, if anything, did it gain him? Nothing. In fact, it cost him his life at the hands of someone who probably hated him probably more than he hated his father. Did the nation of Israel gain anything? No. In fact, the simmering resentments between the northern tribes and Judah are raised for the first time, as we shall see in chapter 19. Like so many things in life, when we get angry and we start to resent things, in the end, it's not just the immediate people involved that get hurt. That initial outburst of anger and resentment may seem to have little effect, but the consequences can be felt for years afterwards. We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 18.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Good News Translation, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel chapter 18. King David brought all his men together, divided them into units of 1,000 and of 100, and placed officers in command of them. Then he sent them out in three groups, with Joab and Joab's brother Abishai and Ittai from Gath, each in command of a group. And the king said to his men, "I will go with you myself." "You mustn't go with us," they answered. "It won't make any difference to enemies if the rest of us turn or run, or even if half of us are killed. But you are worth 10,000 of us. It will be better if you stay here in the city and send us help." "I will do whatever you think best," the king answered. Then he stood by the side of the gate as his men marched out in units of 1,000 and of 100. He gave orders to Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, "For my sake, don't harm the young man Absalom." And all the men heard David give this command to his officers. David's army went out into the countryside and fought the Israelites in Ephraim Forest. The Israelites were defeated by David's men. It was a terrible defeat, with 20,000 men killed that day. The fighting spread over the countryside, and more men died in the forest than were killed in the battle. Suddenly, Absalom was met by some of David's men. Absalom was riding a mule, and as it went under a large oak tree, Absalom's head got caught in the branches. The mule ran on, and Absalom was left hanging in midair. One of David's men saw him and reported to Joab, "Sir, I saw Absalom hanging in an oak tree." Joab answered, "If you saw him, why didn't you kill him on the spot? I myself would have given you 10 pieces of silver and a belt." The man answered, "Even if you gave me 1,000 pieces of silver, I wouldn't lift a finger against the king's son. We all heard the king command you and Abishai and Ittai, 'For my sake, don't harm the young man Absalom.' But if I had disobeyed the king and killed Absalom, the king would have heard about it. He hears about everything, and you would not have defended me." "I'm not going to waste any more time with you," Joab said. He took 3 spears and plunged them into Absalom's chest while he was still alive, hanging in the oak tree. Then 10 of Joab's soldiers closed in on Absalom and finished killing him. Joab had the trumpet blown to stop the fighting, and his troops came back from pursuing the Israelites. They took Absalom's body, threw it into a deep pit in the forest, and covered it with a huge pile of stones. All the Israelites fled to their own hometowns. During his lifetime, Absalom built a monument for himself in King's Valley, because he had no son to keep his name alive. So he named it after himself, and to this day it is known as Absalom's Monument. Then Ahimaaz, son of Zadok, said to Joab, "Let me run to the king with the good news that the Lord has saved him from his enemies." "No," Joab said, "today you will not take any good news. Some other day you may do so, but not today, for the king's son is dead." Then he said to his Ethiopian slave, "Go and tell the king what you have seen." The slave bowed and ran off. Ahimaaz insisted, "I don't care what happens. Please let me take the news also." "Why do you want to do it?" my son Joab asked. "You will get no reward for it." "Whatever happens," Ahimaaz said again, "I want to go." "Then go," Joab said. So Ahimaaz ran off down the road, through the Jordan Valley, and soon he passed the slave. David was sitting in the space between the inner and the outer gates of the city. The lookout went up to the top of the wall and stood on the roof of the gateway. He looked out and saw a man running alone. He called down and told the king, and the king said, "If he is alone, he is bringing good news." The runner kept coming closer. Then the lookout saw another man running alone, and he called out to the gatekeeper, "Look, there's another man running." The king answered, "This one also is bringing good news." The lookout said, "I can see the first man runs like Ahimaaz. He is a good man," the king said, "and he is bringing good news." Ahimaaz called out a greeting to the king, threw himself down to the ground before him and said, "Praise the Lord your God, who has given you victory over the men who rebelled against your majesty." "Is the young man Absalom all right?" the king asked. Ahimaaz answered, "Sir, when your officer Joab sent me, I saw a great commotion, but I couldn't tell what it was." "Stand over there," the king told him, and he went over and stood there. Then the Ethiopian slave arrived and said to the king, "I have good news for you, your majesty. Today the Lord has given you victory over all who have rebelled against you." "Is the young man Absalom all right?" the king answered. The slave answered, "I wish that what had happened to him would happen to all your enemies, sir, and to all who rebel against you. The king was overcome with grief. He went up to the room over the gateway and wept. As he went, he cried, "Oh, my son, Absalom, Absalom, my son. If only I died in your place, my son, Absalom, my son." We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words of scripture. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our spouses, our partners, the people we're in a covenant relationship with, our significant others. Some might call them our better halves. Let's pray, shall we? Loving God, we come to you today asking for your direction in our relationships. Help us to be strong in our commitment to each other and to grow closer as we draw near to you. Give us the courage to be honest with each other. Show us how to extend grace and forgiveness when needed, and how to speak kindly even in difficult times. As we look for you in our lives, may we always remember that you are at the center of our relationships. Give us insights into each other's needs so that we may meet them in healthy, responsive, loving ways. Open our hearts so that we can openly share about all aspects of our lives. Bless us with patience during moments of conflict. And teach us, Lord, how to handle disagreements without tearing each other apart. Father, let your presence bring peace into any chaotic situation, and remind us just how blessed we truly are when we rely on you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way, All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.